Okay, back in open session to discuss 2583.
I think that Dr. Santibanez was well within his rights to request a recheck on the PET based on specific exam findings, the recommendations, and the presentation of the PET, the medical record. I think it all looks good. It all looks appropriate to me. I think there was some miscommunication there. I don't think that was any fault of the doctor. I don't find any potential violations in the record.
I agree.
So I recommend that the case be moved forward with no violations.
Find no violations. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
A report of this committee's findings and conclusions will be sent to the board. That report is advisory in nature. The case will be on the agenda at a future board meeting. The board meets the third Wednesday of the month. You will be notified by mail as to when the case will appear before the board as a new investigative inquiry. Thank you.
Thank you.
Case number three is 2588. Case 2588, on January 4th, 2025, Foster, a 10-plus-year-old male Australian Shepherd, was presented to the respondent on emergency for vomiting and lethargy. Diagnostics were performed. Blood work revealed an elevated lactate and azotemia. Radiographs revealed mild hepatomegaly. Respondent was suspicious of anaphylaxis and provided treatment for supportive care. The dog did not improve due to the progressed cardiac instability and worsening lactate. Respondent initiated epinephrine therapy for the anaphylactic reaction. 3 meals was administered IV. The dog's condition worsened and went into cardiopulmonary arrest. CPR was initiated but was unsuccessful. Necropsy was offered and declined. Later that evening, respondent researched the epinephrine administration and consulted with a criticalist. Respondent was advised that the epinephrine dose administered to the dog was 10 times too high. Respondent reported the incident to a management team who contacted the complainant with the information. I move that we go into executive session to hear testimony, review, and discuss confidential information, obtain legal advice if necessary. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
And who would you invite first?
I guess the complainant.